Podcasting.
Almost live.
Everything digital.
Giorgio, I'm never pronounce these artist names. Anyway, that is Utopia, and that is non-RIAA. I'll talk a little more about where I found that later in the show. But welcome to the Everything Digital Podcast. I'm Alan Joyce, and it is Tuesday, November 23rd, 2004. All right, and let's start this off like I do every show, or every recent show anyway, with your news headlines for today. Alright, UK electrical dealer Dixons has removed all VHS tapes and VCRs from their shelves. The next version of Kazaa will include Skype voice over IP service built in. Porsche is asking Toyota to share its hybrid technology. Microsoft and Dell have secured a $500 million U.S. Air Force contract. And surveys report that Microsoft's grip on the browser market is slipping due to Firefox and other alternative browsers. So, I'm going to make a pledge on this podcast, and that is that I will no longer play RIAA music. I've probably played a couple songs in past podcasts, but I have decided not to play anymore, both for legal reasons and just for the general support of the non-RIAA artists. So I'm going to play some non-RIAA music here that I found from... this is the same site as my intro music today, and this is a great site. It's pitchforkmedia.com, and their music library is at pitchforkmedia.com/mp3, links in the show notes. And they have a, not a huge selection, but they have a moderately large selection of MP3s for free download from various artists. So I'd definitely check that out, and you can use those for your podcast if you have one, or just listen to them. Anyway, here's one of the songs they have posted on their website, and that is Promise the World from the Space Shots.
I'm not afraid.
I promise, little girl, through spasms and swirls, get the record straight if you can wait.
That is the Space Shots, Promise the World, on the Everything Digital podcast. So, moving on, I have a tip for you. And if you either don't have a credit card, or you don't have an American credit card, or I guess a British credit card, or French credit card, or German credit card, and if you live somewhere other than those countries, or if you just don't have a credit card, you can, instead of paying on iTunes the conventional way, you can use something called prepaid cards, and they have them at Virgin Mobile displays in Targets, or at least every Target that I've seen, and probably in the electronics section there will be a Virgin Mobile display, has some phones for display and stuff, and I think they have an offer. You buy a Virgin Mobile phone and you get this, I believe it's 15, is it 15? Let me check. Yep, $15 iTunes prepaid card, and I'm looking at it right now. It says iTunes Music Store on the front. It's got a pair of headphones, and then on the back it has a code. Actually, it'll just look like a batch, box of foil, but then you scratch off the foil and there's a code there. And by the way, in the store, you just pay $15, no tax. And then you just type this code that's on the back. You type that into iTunes Music, into the iTunes Music Store. And you, after clicking prepaid cards, it's on the left in the menu. So enter the code, and then you'll see $15 worth of credit on your account. And you can use that to download songs. And that way you can use the iTunes Music Store without needing a credit card. So I think that's pretty nice. And they must be in places other than Target, but that's the only place I've seen them. You can probably get them on the internet somewhere. Anyway, and here is the big news today. I have a PowerBook G5 update for you. And that is that the main issue they're having right now is the heat that comes off of the VRAM, the video RAM, and Apple wants to incorporate at least 256 megabytes of VRAM in it, which is going to be great, because in past years, the Apple laptops and even the Apple desktops, and actually the iMac G5 is a little lacking in VRAM. However, they do make up for it because their graphics cards, they're soldered to the motherboard, and that of course makes them non-replaceable, but it does let them work a lot faster. So I know I've got an 8 megabyte graphics card in my iBook, and I'm playing Star Wars Jedi Knights 2 and Jedi Knight Academy, and those work pretty well. So it really, the way Apple does graphics cards, they usually work a whole lot better than just their megabytes. Which, when with the 256, then that's really going to be an incredible graphics card. And NVIDIA says they're ready to provide that. However, when, like, in the test models, it's creating an immense amount of heat around the processor. And supposedly the thermal limit of these processors is 100 degrees Celsius for the different components inside the computer. So, apparently there's a couple test models on the Apple campus, and they're probably looking at a January or February release for the Rev A models. So you can look forward to that. It seems like the issues are gradually being sorted out, and the final big issue is this heat problem. So they're probably gonna have to come up with some better cooling system. But we should see it by January or February, which probably means later, but we can hope for it in January or February. And in the show notes, you will see I've got right where it says PowerBook G5 update, just click that, and there's a link to a full story on this. And that's, it's going to be a short podcast today, just 12 minutes right now, so it'll probably be about 15 by the time I finish with this music, and this is more non-RIAA music, and this is from that same website. This is Silver Sunshine, Greenfield Park. And feel free to post any comments in the podcasting section of everythingdigital.tk, or call 1-484-737-0669 and leave an audio comment. Still waiting for one of those. If anybody wants to pick up the phone and call, that would be greatly appreciated. So that's all I have for today, and see you on the next podcast.